Andrew and Lindsay, you host the Batch Report in the USA. You also recap Bachelor Australia, Bachelorette Australia, Bachelor in Paradise 2. And happy holidays to you.
It's a great track.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Batch Report, where we are talking about the finale of Joey's season of The Bachelor.
It has arrived.
Which, there's been like times in the season where I'm like, why did they pick Joey as The Bachelor? I feel like he's just kind of like boring and uninteresting. And then I, like other times, I'm like, they did a decent job picking Joey as The Bachelor.
I think he's at the end of the last moments, I feel like he's a good bachelor.
Where like at the end, I was like, out of the last like 10 or so bachelors they've had, he's probably the best out of the like.
I know, that's how I feel too. And I was kind of critical of him at first too.
And I actually feel like, so we start this episode with only Daisy and Kelsey left. And I was like, he actually ended up with two very solid choices for him in the end.
Yeah, there are some minor differences between them that we'll discuss.
Yes. So we start this episode with the girls getting to meet Joey's family. First up was Daisy. And I know online people were like, oh, his family loved Daisy. I felt like the sisters like were a little bit apprehensive. And like their body language as Daisy talked to them, where they were saying like positive things about her and to her. But you could tell that they weren't like completely sold on Daisy.
Yeah.
Where Daisy's like, oh, you know, like, I love him to be my person in the end, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's great. But it's like, it didn't feel genuine to me. And then his mom, on the other hand, told Daisy that she would be honored to have Daisy as her daughter-in-law. And they were like crying together and being like, oh, my gosh, what a beautiful moment. And then I was like, the mom obviously really liked her. But then Kelsey meets his family the next day. And some things you notice is that like Joey and Kelsey actually look each other in the eyes a lot. Like when they talk to each other, they make eye contact. When they're like having discussions with other people, like they're constantly looking at each other and making eye contact with each other, which I think says a lot. And she tells the sisters that she wants to choose Joey every day. Like she wants to wake up every day and be like, I choose to be with him because he brings me joy and he's my person. And I feel like the family just instantly knew that it was going to be Kelsey over Daisy.
Kelsey feels like she's all in. Daisy comes off a little bit.
Like she's into him, but it's like one foot in, one foot out.
Kind yeah. of. It's not as full on gung-ho about it.
Which then we move on to Daisy's date, her final date. And they do like this spiritual ritual thing where they don't speak or touch each other. And then she goes to producers and she's like, it hurts. And they're like, what hurts? And she's like, knowing that he's unsure of me.
Yeah.
Like.
And he does come off that way too.
Where like at this point, like you're starting to see like that one is obviously favored over the other.
Well, also rightfully so in a lot of terms, because Joey has really gotten what he was looking for from
Kelsey.
Kelsey, yeah.
I guess, like, so this entire season I've been like, Kelsey is so boring, like, the relationship, like, it feels like a fallback. I kept saying that. But then what I then realized is that editing didn't give Kelsey an exciting edit because they wanted drama, right? They're like, let's show Maria's drama. Let's show the drama of Sydney. And Leah, like, because if you just know it's going to be Kelsey the entire time, why would you watch the season? And I guess producers throughout this season kept telling them that they needed to, like, not spend as much time together, not talk to each other as much, because it basically was making boring TV and would be too obvious.
That's so annoying.
Yeah. So Kelsey's final date, they go on, like, a romantic spa day, and she's like, oh, I would be, like, so devastated if we didn't end up together. And he's basically like, oh, don't doubt anything. Like, feel confident in our relationship and where we're at and what we're doing.
Sounds like they just really connected and clicked.
Yeah. And she says multiple times throughout it, like, oh, like, it's not even about being married or being engaged. It's about finding my life partner. I think that's like a better mindset to have instead of being like, oh, I care about the engagement. I want the ring. Like, this is what I need. It's kind of like, oh, like, I just want a partner.
Yeah.
That like gets me. And I feel like they're very well suited for each other. So before we talk about the big, you know, drama that they've been pitching all season, we are going to take a quick second to talk about this week's sponsors. We'll talk about the upcoming Bachelorette and the rest of the finale. I am so excited to share my new favorite skincare brand, Oak Essentials. Oak Essentials line is full of luxurious products that really work, especially if you're trying to achieve that natural, no makeup look. It was founded in 2021 by the team behind Jenny Kane, and Oak Essentials is known for its simple approach to self-care with a lineup of foundational skincare staples made with high-quality ingredients that drive results. Oak Essentials aims to unlock healthy, glowing skin with decadent and hydrating ingredients that give you a luxe, dewy glow. One of my favorite products is their Moisture Rich Balm, which is a nutrient-rich balm that supports collagen production and delivers serious hydration for a luminous glow. And a little bit goes a long way, so you just put on like a tiny bit and melt into your skin. It feels amazing. It has sea buckthorn fruit oil, organic cocoa seed butter, and organic coconut oil. And if I could like compare this to a feeling of like, I'm just going to start comparing all of our sponsors to like beverages in different circumstances. So this would be sipping on like a lemon water at a day spa. That's like the luxury that you feel when using this product. Their body wash, their lotions, also amazing. They feel so nice, so fresh. And I would love for you guys to treat yourself or someone else this season. So our followers will get 15% off and a free organic honey-based restorative mask with their first order when you use code BATCHREPORT at checkout. That's 15% off and a gift with your first order at OAKESSENTIALS.com, promo code BATCHREPORT. Go ahead and treat yourself from luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care. You deserve it. This episode is proudly brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic that it needs no introduction. So imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. And now that dilemma is history. We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, aging, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm. Enter Lola V, clean, plant-powered products for every hair type and texture. And we have a special treat for you, our awesome listeners. For a limited time, you can get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com just by using code BATCHREPORT at checkout. I mean, if you're taking hair care advice, why not listen to anyone besides the woman who gave us the Rachel? I absolutely love their products. The first time I used the shampoo and the conditioner and the leave-in conditioner and the hair oil, I actually wrote down notes in the shower and I was like, this is so velvety and it has a nice, like, subtle fragrance to it. It wasn't overpowering. It was nice. It's that feeling of like stopping and getting like an oat matcha latte on the way home from the gym where you're like, this is good for me. And it's like nice. It's subtle. It gives me that little energy boost. Like that's the feeling of using these hair care products. So they have super clean ingredients, super good smell. My hair feels amazing. It feels healthy. And you know, if you want to unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at lolav.com, as our loyal listeners, you'll get that exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BATCHREPORT at checkout. That's 15% off your order at lolavie.com with promo code BATCHREPORT. Please note that you can only use the promo code once per order and discounts cannot be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please let them know that you heard it from us and support our show, and let them know that we sent you. Okay, so now let's talk about the thing that has never, ever happened on a Bachelor finale before. She's like, what is that? I'm like, it's the fact that Daisy went to Kelsey's room and was like, how did your date go? How are things going? And she was basically like, he's not picking me. And they ride in the car together to that final rose ceremony. Kelsey's all in white. Daisy wore red because she was like, I'm not getting engaged. I'm wearing red. Screw that. And they ride over together. Daisy gets out first. She goes up to him and says, oh, like, I know you're not picking me. You can save the speech. Like, I know what's going on. Like,
yeah,
you're going to pick Kelsey and that's okay. And she was doing her whole, if I can love the wrong person this much, imagine how much I could love the right person. And I was like, that sounds like a Bachelorette audition.
Like, I'm not buying it.
But I'm like, okay, fine. And he was basically like, he just starts crying. He's like sobbing and he's like, you're so wonderful and you're such a great person, but I just have a stronger connection elsewhere. And she's like, yeah, yo, duh. Like precisely what I'm saying. So she obviously exits. Kelsey comes out. He just skips like the intro speech that they normally do to like fake them out. You know how they're always like, oh, we've had a wonderful time, but, and then they like propose. He skipped that whole beginning part and essentially just immediately proposed to her. And she said yes.
Of course.
Because how could she not? And then we go to like the after the final rose and you see that Kelsey and Joey are still together.
It's nice.
And then they're like, you basically almost spoiled your season like 50 times. Like during filming and after.
Yeah.
Like, and I guess they're like, oh, you know, we've had our hiccups since like the show or whatever. But it's like none of their hiccups sound like they were anything major or serious. And I can actually see them lasting. The more I see them on social media and interviews and stuff, I'm like, they were actually very well paired. And I feel kind of gypped by the editing of the season.
Well, they need to have some sort of conflict. I mean, he did make out with a lot of women.
Oh, they do mention that. I heard like a podcast episode where they were talking about that because they're like, oh, like Kelsey, weren't you jealous that he was like making out with all these other girls night one? And she was like, it's not that I was jealous. I just told him that I wasn't going to make out with him night one. Like,
yeah.
She's like, that's not who I am. That's not what I wanted to do. Like, I wasn't just going to show up and kiss the Bachelor like it right off the bat. And they, I don't think, even kissed on the show until their one-on-one date. Like, I think it was several weeks into the show before they actually kissed each other. And I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah. I think they clicked.
They also talk about on the way to Malta, I guess, on the plane. You know how, like, planes have set music that you can listen to?
Yeah.
Or, like, radio stations? I guess she was listening to Dress by Taylor Swift. And then at the cocktail party or whatever, she was like, oh, I was listening to this song on the plane and it reminded me of you. Because it's like our secret moments in a crowded room, whatever. And I guess then he just started listening to that song on repeat, like the whole rest of the season. Mm. And like that was their like special like connection thing. And I guess at that point, even like early on in the season, he was already pretty much in his head, knew that that's who he was going to end up with. I was like, that's sweet. Maybe you shouldn't have made out with everybody else. And like when we saw the fantasy suite episodes, we're like, oh, he just slept with all of them.
Yeah.
I don't think he slept with any of them.
Oh, okay.
According to like.
But they all stayed the night.
Like. Yeah. Which I heard that that's like the best thing to do on the show because they get no time to talk to each other all season, especially without cameras on. So if you actually want to get to know someone, like knowing religion and politics and stuff like that, like those are sometimes good to talk about off camera. Finances, good to talk about off camera.
I feel like that's kind of like a buzzkill.
I mean, they're probably not talking about finances, but like, I'm sure that they're talking about like private things that they don't want just aired on TV. So I'm glad that things seem to be working out. Something that was weird on this finale. So they bring out Daisy, they chat with Daisy, they send her back. Then they're like, and then when we come back, we're going to introduce the Bachelorette. And they come back, there's daisies all over the stage, right? Like bouquets and bouquets of daisies. They had switched out the roses. They have Daisy come out again. They chat with her again. They don't announce the Bachelorette. And then they send her back. And then he's like, I promise, after this commercial break, we'll announce the Bachelorette. And then they end up announcing Jen as the Bachelorette, which I've said all season she would make a good Bachelorette because they've never had an Asian American Bachelorette. And I feel like she's a good representation. So what I actually heard rumor-wise is they were going to announce Daisy live as the Bachelorette. And during her interview with Jesse, she says, I'm not interested in dating right now or being in a relationship. And then they're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Like, we can't introduce her as the Bachelorette now. She just said she's not interested. And then Maria was also there and in the audience. And I guess that was like their next like fallback person. And it sounds like she also turned it down.
Huh.
And then Jen was like their third choice person. So when people are like, oh my gosh, why is it Jen? What a stupid thing. Why isn't it Daisy? Why isn't it Maria? And it's like, they turned it down.
Yeah.
From what I've heard.
Far out. And they have to pick somebody that was on the show. Is that how that works?
Well, I mean, they don't have to, but those were the people that were there. And that we're ready to be announced. Like, normally they will start like vetting people for Bachelorette like weeks before and like preparing them and being like, oh, there's a chance it's you. Like, let's do some interview. Like, let's talk about your preferences, things like that. So they know that they're being thought about.
Yeah.
And like Jen knew that she was in the running to be the Bachelorette when she was brought out.
Right.
And like I said, I think she's really smart. She's like going to school to be a doctor and she's doing like her residency stuff and all of her schooling. I think she's entertaining. People online were bashing her for being trying to be funny on like when they introduced her, where she's
never
like,
good when you're trying to be funny.
Well, when they're like, what are you looking for? And she's like, I want someone with a big, big, big personality. And they're like, okay, that was like a flat joke. And then she was like, oh, we're going to implement shot o'clock. Huh. Like she like was making a joke about like taking shots on the show or whatever. And people are like, how immature.
Like all our jokes just fall flat.
And I was like,
which is almost more funny.
I was like, okay. Like she wasn't expecting probably, like she knew she was in the running, but didn't know that she was actually going to get called out and given the Bachelorette role. And then she's just trying to be fun and relatable and be like that cool Bachelorette. And like, you know what? It fell a little flat and that's okay. Cause it makes her a real person.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know how many jokes I have made on the show in real life that just are completely flat? A lot. I get it. I relate. And you know, I would like to see her find love.
Yeah. Or, I think she will.
You know, hopefully. If she doesn't find love, maybe she'll end up on Paradise.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not.
Everyone's like, Maria better go to Paradise. Maria's like Paradise gold. And I'm like, Maria would be a hot commodity in Paradise.
Yeah, she would. And I bet she goes.
If they invite like Sydney and Leah, then they know that's going to be drama, which they also like thrive on.
That's their like little key in.
Yeah. I don't see Daisy going.
Maybe yeah,
she might
know.
Change her mind, but
she might have like a reoccurrence. I'm not sure. She may just want to be out of it, you know?
I mean, she got more Instagram followers than anyone else this season by a lot. And she has like a children's book that just came out. Like, I think she may try to go more of the route of like, I don't know, maybe she'll go for Jesse's job. Like, I don't think she's actually going to try for his job, but I mean, I can see her falling into some other role in Bachelor Nation, like hosting a podcast for The Bachelor or doing something where she like comes back and helps on other dates on Jen's season.
Jesse just comes off kind of like a goon. He's the Bachelor goon.
I'm like, can we?
He just reads the script you know?
So we play this game called Town of Salem. And when you're in the lobby, it automatically makes the first person in the lobby the host.
Yeah.
And people can like vote to repick host.
Yeah.
And once you have like four or five votes, you can repick the host. I feel like on The Bachelor, everyone's like, repick host, repick host, repick host. Yeah. But you're like one vote short.
Yeah.
Every time. And like they haven't actually repicked the host because they're like, oh, a lot of people want it changed, but not enough.
Yeah.
To actually get us to change it.
For sure.
And
it's too much of a hassle.
You know, I want Jennifer Aniston as a host. I'm not going to lie. So
I know. I don't know if she can get in there at this point.
I mean, she said she wanted to. And the fact that they passed that up was a mistake.
I can't believe they passed that up.
I'm like, could they not afford her? Like, I don't understand. But the thing is, she would have brought so much money in for them.
Also, she probably wouldn't even necessarily need a huge paycheck. She's already
She's a Bachelor set. Fan.
Yeah, she's set for, like, she doesn't need it.
She has, like, her great business. She has, like, Friends was one of the top TV shows. Like, they were some of the highest paid TV actors for years. I think
if you just gave her, like, a respectable wage, she'd be fine with it, you know?
Yeah.
Because she enjoys the show, so, like, she's doing it for different reasons. So, I don't know.
I'm like, Lance Bass and Jennifer Aniston, just have them switch off season
I know, season. Right? They could co-host together.
It'd be wonderful. It'd be a great time. And I'm bummed that that's not what's happening. You know, Jesse has a new baby at home. And, you know, as a new father, he should be taking time off paternity leave.
I mean, he's not a bad host. He just kind of falls a little dry.
I feel like he literally just asks what he's told to ask them. And I feel like there's always just like a blank look in his eyes while they answer. And then he just like moves on to his next scripted question. And he's just like,
okay. I literally blacked out while you were saying that. Let's move on to the next question.
He's like, I do not care at all about what your answer was.
He's like, in one ear, out the other.
Yeah. That's how I feel about him.
Yeah.
Which like could be worse, but also could be a lot better.
Yeah.
So that's it for this season. Any final thoughts?
I've got nothing else for you.
I'm just going to say go Jen. Nick's Bachelorette. We'll see you guys in a few weeks.
I'm going to say go Joey. You got this.
Yeah. Need
it for the long haul.
Long, long haul. Forever. Eternity.
Well, it's not forever, but it's a long time.
Okay. So until next time, adios.